Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. The impeachment trial rekindles emotions in me that I've been trying to suppress for months. If I never had to think about, write about, or even mention our former president again, it would be a relief for me. I think my emotional turmoil is not even focused on the president himself. America has always had these kinds of merchants of mendacity, sellers of snake oil balm and lucky rings. Rather, the essence of my disappointment and anger was always focused on the enablers, those who knew better and who, for whatever political, intellectual, or emotional reasons, followed, enabled, or encouraged the crowd. Even if it led to injustice, even if it led to danger, even if it would lead to eventually leading the rest of us up to and over the cliff. They manipulated, they dissembled, dissimulated, and deceived. And they knew better. They still know better. That's what's so distressing. We are witnessing a replay of all of that craven cowardice, the very dynamic that led us to where we are in the first place. One of the great verses in this week's Torah portion, Mishpatim, states, Lo tiyeh achrei rabim l'ra'ot. Do not follow the crowd to do wrong. And when in a trial you participate in testimony, do not pervert justice by siding with the mob. Seems so obvious, no? Why even have this provision? Is there even one person who thinks it's right to do wrong? What's the point of the verse? We know the difference, except for psychopaths and the mentally incompetent. Everyone has a sense of right and wrong. Why does the Torah even say it? I think the Torah's main point is not right and wrong. Rather, the Torah is emphasizing the crowd, the mob. Do not follow them to do something that you know is wrong. Why emphasize the crowd? Because the group is so powerful. The tribe, whether it be a political, academic, or religious one, the party has such influence on us that it can distort everything about us and lead us off the cliff of righteousness. All of us follow the crowd all the time. Be careful, the Torah cautions. The crowd can distort our sense of right and wrong and drag us into ignominy and immorality. This is especially important in contemporary democracies that, like Judaism, are based upon majority rule. We are easily swayed. We are social animals. We belong in groups. We run with the herd. Most of us are reluctant to or incapable of taking a stand that threatens our place in the herd. To take a stand against the group, the party, is to risk alienation, loneliness, banishment, and exile. Mark Twain thought that the need for acceptance renders most of us incapable of resisting the crowd. We are conformists at heart. The most valuable thing in the world to us, said Twain, is the homage of others, whether deserved or undeserved. We dread the tribe's disapproval more than wounds or even death. We often mistake principle for feelings, Twain argued, and that means we're following fashion, not standards. And fashion is perishable. "We do no end of feeling," wrote Twain, "and we mistake it for thinking. Public opinion is held in reverence. It settles everything. Some even think that it's the voice of God." Because of this fundamental need for approval, we will run with the herd, no matter where it stampedes. We will run and run, even off the cliff. The alternative for most people is worse: a life of banishment, admonishment, and political or social exile. To stand against the crowd requires courage. Think of Romney, Cheney, Kinzinger, Raffensperger, Sterling. But for whose courage, and the courage of many others like them who held firm in the face of the stampede, we might be in a totally different place today. Most people are not courageous. Cowardice is especially disappointing when we see it in leaders. People who urge the mob, "After me," and scuttle back to their secure bunkers to watch and enjoy the mayhem. People who prefer warriors who weren't captured, while themselves using lame excuses exempting them from military service. Bone spurs to spurn your duty and let others do the fighting for you. Courage is not only demonstrated on the battlefield. Courage is most required on the moral field. Moral courage that values truth, integrity, loyalty, and accountability over timidity is the human ingredient that is most difficult to bring out of ourselves. It's why when we see this kind of courage, we are so uplifted and inspired. We sometimes even get misty-eyed. We owe these people our support, respect, and gratitude. Do not follow the crowd to do wrong. Do not pervert justice by siding with the mob. After a long explanation of what this verse does not mean, Rashi, the greatest of all biblical commentators, summed up what the Torah meant in Exodus chapter 23, verse 2. "This is what it means," Rashi wrote. "If you see the wicked perverting justice, do not say, 'Since they are in the majority, I will follow after them.' Do not do anything that leads you to side with the majority that seeks to rip justice from its foundations of truth."